and I was probably about 23 years old. And I asked Srila Prabhupada, what does it mean to be one of your temple presidents? And I thought he would say, you're one of my right-hand men, you're one of Lord Chaitanya's generals on the front line fighting Maya. I was thinking he would say something like that. He stopped, he put his cane down, he sized me up, and he said, it means if anything goes wrong, it's your fault. Which was very good advice. So that's my actual position. I'm a member of the GBC. If anything goes wrong, it's my fault. You get my email address and tell me all about it. You won't be the first and you won't be the last. So, no, no. So what, you tell me what to do.
They won't give me any questions.
Yeah, you tell me what to do. We can go line by line. My mind works very quickly. Not necessarily accurately or deeply, but it does work quickly. So translation is a little hard for me. I know you know, but you know, it'll be alright. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Devim satatim vyasam tatojaya udiraya Nasta prayeshu abadeshu nityam bhagavate sevate bhagavate uttame shloke bhakti bhakti naishiki. So we'll do the Sanskrit. My pronunciation is not the best. But it reminds me of a Prabhupada story. I was sitting in Los Angeles and a Sanskrit professor came. Now don't misunderstand, we're all for correct pronunciation, no doubt. But this man was puffed up. This puffed up, this term comes from Prabhupada. You know what it means.
Puffed up.
It means like a chapati. You know how a chapati or roti puffs up, but it's just full of hot air and it all comes out. That's Prabhupada's term, puffed up. So this professor was super puffed up. And he asked, he was trying to impress Prabhupada. And he said, Swamiji, is it pronounced Krishna? Is it Krishna? Krishna? How do you pronounce it? Three times. He said, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Prabhupada said, don't worry how you pronounce it. He knows who's calling. Another time Prabhupada said, someone was criticizing. And Prabhupada thought so. And Prabhupada said, don't worry. He said, their pronunciation may not be perfect. But their renunciation is perfect. You know, I have to apologize, I'm a little tired. And I'm going to get to the verse, but I just want to tell you, because my job is to say some Prabhupada stories. And I'm afraid I'm going to forget because I'm a little tired. So please, if we're not following the exact format, please forgive me. I was sitting with a group of devotees in Prabhupada's room. He was having an evening darshan. And maybe 15 devotees in the room, some guests like that. And a gentleman came up and said, "Swamiji, Swamiji, can you read my palm? Can you read my hand?" Prabhupada said, "We don't do this. We simply depend on Krishna. You know, he quoted Yogeshma Mahamiham, Krishna carries what we lack, or preserves what we have, you know. So Prabhupada explains so many ways that Prabhupada said that the essence of bhakti is like a child's dependence on the mother. And the man said, "Yes, yes, Swamiji, but can you read my palm?" So, to everyone's surprise, Prabhupada said, "Give me your hand." And Prabhupada was expert at theatrics, you know, drama. He really knew how to tell a story or present it, you know. So Prabhupada clicked on his desk lamp, you know, click. He took the man's hand. Studying very good. And then he said, All bad. Prabhupada said, "Birth, death, disease, and old age." And I thought the man was going to have a heart attack. Prabhupada was so heavy, the man was like, "Oh!" But then Prabhupada smiled, one of those blissful Vaikuntha smiles, you know. And he said, "But you clap your hands in kirtan, all the lines go away." So whatever our karma, whatever our destiny, whatever our fate, we just surrender to Krishna. And Krishna takes care of everything, no problem. Sarva dharma paritya. We'll start the class now, but just so I don't forget, one other quick story about Prabhupada speaking in Bhaktivedanta Manor in London. Temple rooms packed. Deities are here, beautiful Radha Gokulananda. Deities are here, Prabhupada's Vyasasanta here, temple room is packed. A man stands up in the middle. Prabhupada's here, deities are here, man stands up in the middle. And he says, "Can you see God? Can you see God?" Prabhupada said, "Yes, but you're standing in the way. Sit down." Yes. I heard Prabhupada tell a man. Now, this is 1973. You know, India was just coming up. You know, America's I can tell you, I live in America, I can tell you frankly, America's becoming third world, India's becoming first world. Never had that.
America's becoming third world, India's becoming first world.
तो महाराज कह रहे हैं अमेरिका से हुआ मैं वहां पर आता हूँ तो मैं उस तरह की बात बता रहा हूँ. अमेरिका जो है वो तीसरे थर्ड वर्ल्ड कंट्री बन रहा था, इंडिया जो है फर्स्ट वर्ल्ड कंट्री बन रहा था.
बट दिस इज बैक इन 1973.
परंतु ये 1973 की बात है.
A newspaper reporter in America says, why have you come to the West? Why don't you go back to India? They need help in India. The man said, the death rate is so high in India. Go back to India. Prabhupada said, death rate is the same everywhere, 100%. That was it. The reporter had nothing to say after that. So, we are on text 26, correct? Yasya Sakshat Bhagavati. I'm also in to get some new glasses. We have a lot of issues going on. Anyway, Jnana Deepa Prade Purao. That's in. Martyasad Deep. I can't read it. Shrutam Tatya Shravam Kunjara Sauchava Yasya Saksha Bhagavati Yanadipa Pradegaro Martyasad Di Shrutam Tasya Sarvam Kunjara Sauchavat Yasya Sakshat Bhagavati Jnanadipa Prade Gurau Matya Sadi Shutam Tasya Shravam Kunjara Sauchat Chauchavat Yasya Saksha Bhagavati Jnanadipa Prade Guru Martya Sadhi Sutam Tasya Sarvam Kunjara considers a spiritual master to be like an ordinary human being and maintain such an unfavorable attitude. Shrutam, Vedic knowledge, kasya, for him, saram, everything, kunjara sochavat, like the bath of an elephant in a lake. Let's do the... Why don't you
read the translation? Because I can read it in English, and you just read it in Hindi. Translation in purple, is that right?
गुरु को साक्षात परमेश्वर मानना चाहिए क्योंकि वह प्रबोधन साक्षात्कार के लिए दिव्य ज्ञान प्रदान करते हैं फलस्वरूप जो ये भौतिक धारणा रखते हैं कि गुरु सामान्य मनुष्य होता है उसके लिए हर वस्तु निराशाजनक रहती है उसका प्रकाश उनका वैदिक अध्ययन तथा ज्ञान झील में हाथी के स्नान के समान होता है तात्पर्य ये संस्तुति की गई है कि मनुष्य गुरु का पूर्ण पुरुषोत्तम भगवान के सदृश सम्मान करे साक्षात हरित में समस्त शास्त्र है प्रत्येक शास्त्र का यही आदेश है आचार्य माम विचारनीयात आचार्य को पूर्ण पुरुषोत्तम भगवान के ही समान मानना चाहिए इतने उपदेशों के बाद भी यदि कोई गुरु को सामान्य व्यक्ति समझता है तो उसका विनाश निश्चित है उसका वेदाध्ययन तथा प्रबोधन के लिए उसकी तपस्या सभी व्यर्थ है जैसे हाथी का स्नान हाथी झील में अच्छी तरह स्नान करता है किंतु किनारे पर आते ही धरती से कुछ दूर उठाकर पूरे शरीर पर छिड़क लेता है इस तरह हाथी के स्नान का कोई अर्थ नहीं रह जाता कोई गलत कर सकता है कि जब गुरु के संबंधी तथा उसके पड़ोसियों से सामान्य व्यक्ति मानते हैं तो इस शिष्य का कौन सा दोष है जो गुरु का सामान्य मनुष्य मानता है इसका उत्तर अगले श्लोक में मिलेगा किंतु आदेश यही है कि गुरु को कभी भी सामान्य व्यक्ति ना माना जाए मनुष्य को गुरु के आदेशों का दृढ़ता से पालन करना चाहिए क्योंकि यदि गुरु प्रसन्न हो गए तो पूर्ण पुरुषोत्तम भगवान भी प्रसन्न हो गए यस्य प्रसाद भगवत प्रसाद हो यस्य प्रसाद न कभी कुछ हो भी
Does anyone know, in order to cure disease, what is one of the first essential elements? You have to have medicine, you have to have a good doctor, you have to be able to pay your bill, in addition to that.
कि आप में से किसको ज्ञात है अगर आपको किसी बीमारी का इलाज करना हो तो उसमें सबसे पहला स्टेप क्या होता है निश्चित रूप से आपको दवाई चाहिए अच्छा डॉक्टर चाहिए आपका धन होना चाहिए उसका बिल पे करने के लिए परंतु सबसे पहला कदम क्या होगा किसी भी बीमारी को ठीक करने के लिए
दिस मैन हियर द वाइट द ग्लासेस
We should know that we are suffering from that.
Okay, that's good. We can work with that. But there's something else. I can know that I'm suffering, but what do I need to get cured? Next year.
We should not do those things which will elevate our disease.
Okay. We should not do those things that elevate. That's all right. These are all good, but they're not the core. Yes? Huh? What's he say?
Believe in the doctor.
I appreciate your faith, but people believe in bad doctors and die. Okay, I know the brown chest, but you know. What did he say? There has to be a proper diagnosis. What is my actual problem? I mean, you can go to a doctor, so many good doctors, so many medicines are there, but a particular disease requires a particular medicine.
सबसे पहला कदम है उस बीमारी का सही सही पता लगाना कि एग्जैक्ट बीमारी क्या है बहुत सारे डॉक्टर्स हो सकते हैं बहुत सारी चीजें हो सकती है परंतु उस बीमारी का सही रूप से पता लगाना ये सबसे पहला कदम है इसके इलाज के लिए
When we were driving in the car,
जब हम कार में ड्राइव कर रहे थे
फ्रॉम द सांतनगर टेम्पल टू हियर
सांतनगर मंदिर से यहाँ तक
देयर आर सो मेनी स्टोर्स
वहां पर इतने सारे स्टोर से रास्ते हैं
सो मेनी शॉप्स सेलिंग सो मेनी थिंग्स
इतनी सारी दुकानें हैं इतनी सारी वस्तुएं बेच रही हैं
Now they have a saying in America.
America में एक कहावत है.
Those who say money can't buy happiness.
जो ये कहते हैं कि धन
money can't buy happiness.
आनंद को परचेज नहीं कर सकता, खरीद नहीं सकता.
So they say, those who say money can't buy happiness.
तो वो कहते हैं कि जो लोग ये कहते हैं कि धन से आनंद खरीदा नहीं जा सकता.
Those people just don't know where to shop.
उन लोगों को नहीं पता कि शॉपिंग कहाँ करनी चाहिए.
But a Vaishnava, we see all those stores and we think they're shopping so many places.
परंतु एक वैष्णव जब देखता है इतनी सारी दुकानों को, उसे लगता है कि वो इतनी सारी दुकानों पर खरीदारी कर रहे हैं.
But they're never becoming satisfied.
परंतु वो संतुष्ट नहीं बन रहे.
Their Prabhupada was walking in a park one time.
Srila Prabhupada ek park mein chal rahe the.
This was a place, it's in Los Angeles.
Ye Los Angeles ki baat hai.
And Prabhupada would get out of the car and he would walk clockwise.
Srila Prabhupada car se utare aur clockwise direction mein.
They'd be coming for like 2 weeks, every day Prabhupada would walk clockwise.
तो दो हफ्ते से प्रॉपर इसी मार्ग पर चल रहे थे और प्रॉपर डायरेक्शन में मूव कर रहे थे.
One day, Prabhupada got out of the car and decided to walk counterclockwise.
तो एक दिन प्रॉपर ने कार से उतरे और उन्होंने उल्टी डायरेक्शन में मूव करना शुरू किया, एंटी क्लॉकवाइज डायरेक्शन.
And a devotee on the walk said, "I say, Srila Prabhupada."
तो उनके साथ जो भक्त थे उन्होंने कहा, श्रीला प्रभुपाद जी मैं देख रहा हूँ.
When we walk in the park in a different direction,
जब हम पार्क में सैर कर रहे हैं एक विपरीत दिशा में,
and we see everything from a different angle,
और हम हर चीज को एक अलग दृष्टिकोण से देख रहे हैं,
it looks like a brand new park.
तो वो बिल्कुल नए पार्क के समान प्रतीत हो रहा है.
And Prabhupada just began to laugh.
और श्रीला प्रभुपाद ये सुनकर हंसना शुरू कर दिया.
Prabhupada said, "This is material life.
ये भौतिक जीवन है.
It is the same thing.
उसमें एक ही चीज है.
It is eating, sleeping, mating, and defending.
वो है आहार, निद्रा, खाए और मरने.
That's all it is.
और यही है पूरा भौतिक जीवन.
But we see it from a little different angle. We do it from a little different body, or we just vary the angle of vision. But it is the same thing, and it is the same taste."
इसी चीज को हम कभी इस दृष्टि से देख रहे हैं, कभी उस दृष्टि से. हम अपने देखने का दृष्टिकोण है उसको बदल रहे हैं, परंतु वो एक ही चीज है.
सनातन गोस्वामी वॉज द प्राइम मिनिस्टर फॉर नवाब हुसैन शाह.
श्रीला सनातन गोस्वामी प्रधानमंत्री थे नवाब हुसैन शाह के.
एंड at that time Bengal was East Bengal, West Bengal. It was the size of France.
उस समय जो पूर्वी बंगाल था, पश्चिमी बंगाल था, वो फ्रांस के जो साइज था उससे समान था.
It was so opulent, the British, they put their capital there in Calcutta.
वो इतना ऐश्वर्यवान था कि जो ब्रिटिश थे उन्होंने उसको अपना राजधानी बनाया.
So we can imagine the wealth of Sanatan Goswami. He was the prime minister.
तो हम सोच सकते हैं सनातन गोस्वामी जो उस समय प्रधानमंत्री थे उनके पास कितना धन, कितना ऐश्वर्य होगा.
And he was a genuine pandit.
और वो genuine मतलब बिल्कुल अच्छे पंडित थे.
He spoke so many languages. He was a scholar.
वो इतनी सारी भाषाएं जानते थे, पूरे प्रकार पंडित थे.
Does anyone know what he said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he first met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
क्या आप में से किसी को पता है कि जब वो पहली बार चैतन्य महाप्रभु से मिले थे तो उन्होंने उनको क्या कहा?
He said, "Everybody calls me pandit."
उन्होंने कहा कि हर कोई मुझे पंडित बुलाता है.
But I am such a pandit that I do not know.
परंतु मैं इस प्रकार का पंडित हूँ कि मुझे ये भी ज्ञात नहीं है.
Who I am or why I am suffering.
कि मैं कौन हूँ और मैं क्यों पीड़ा में हूँ.
Prabhupada met a priest in Detroit.
श्रीला प्रभुपाद डिट्रॉइट में एक priest से मिले.
Actually, the first thing Prabhupada asked this man.
तो प्रभुपाद जी ने पहली चीज जो उनसे पूछी.
When we drove into the Detroit temple, there was a church owned by the Catholics. It was abandoned. It was all boarded up. They weren't using it.
तो जब डेट्रॉइट टेम्पल जिस वहां का मंदिर है वहां पहुंच रहे थे तो रास्ते में वो चर्च पड़ता था, परंतु चर्च बिल्कुल खाली था, उसका कोई उपयोग नहीं था.
So the first thing Prabhupada asked this man, he said, I see you have this building, you're not using it. We need a school. We have so many children, we need a school. Can you give it to us?
So Prabhupada ji ne kaha ki main dekh raha hu ki building hai, aapke istemal mein nahi aa rahi, bilkul khali banjar padi hai. Hame school ke liye building chahiye, hamare itne sare bacche hain, to aap ye building hame kyun nahi de rahe?
The man was shocked.
तो व्यक्ति को बिल्कुल झटका लग गया.
एंड ही आर्ग्यूड विद प्रॉपर इन सो मेनी वेज, वी डोंट हैव टाइम टू गो इन द डिटेल.
तो उन्होंने प्रॉपर जैसे इतने सारे तर्क विवरण करने लग गए, हमारा समय नहीं है इसकी डिटेल में जाने के लिए.
बट द मैन फाइनली केम टू द पॉइंट ऑफ सेइंग, यू आर टीचिंग लव ऑफ गॉड, वी आर टीचिंग लव ऑफ गॉड, वी गॉट इट कवर्ड हियर, यू नो, वी आर डूइंग द, यू आर डूइंग द सेम थिंग, वी आर, ही वाज अ क्रिश्चियन, वी आर डूइंग द सेम थिंग यू आर डूइंग, सो यू जस्ट गो बैक टू इंडिया, यू टेक केयर ऑफ इंडिया एंड वी विल टेक केयर ऑफ अमेरिका.
तो जो क्रिश्चियन था वो अंततः इस बार पर आ गए कि आप भी भगवत प्रेम की शिक्षा दे रहे हैं, हम भी भगवत प्रेम की शिक्षा दे रहे हैं, हम एक ही कार्य कर रहे हैं, तो आप भारत जाके भारतवासियों का ध्यान रखो, यहाँ पर हमें प्रचार करने दो.
I mean, if you're doing the same thing we're doing, what do we need you here for?
कि अगर आप भी वही कर रहे हैं और हम भी वही कर रहे हैं तो आपका यहाँ पर क्या उपयोग है.
Now, by the way, the whole time Prabhupada was feeding the man, making sure he was taking nice mahaprasada.
पूरे समय प्रभुपाद जी उनको अच्छा प्रसाद खिला रहे थे.
Prabhupada was, he took one gulab jamun, then Prabhupada gave him a jalebi, then he took some burfi. Prabhupada was really filling him up, you know.
प्रभुपाद जी ने पहले ने गुलाब जामुन दिया, जलेबी दी, बर्फी दी.
But he was still a little argumentative.
परंतु फिर भी बहुत तर्क कर रहा था.
So when he said this, you're doing the same thing, we're doing the same thing, we've got it covered here, go back to India.
तो जब उन्होंने कहा कि आप ही यही कर रहे हैं, हम भी वही कर रहे हैं, हम यहाँ पर संभालेंगे, आप वापस भारत जाइए.
Prabhupada asked him, do you agree that humankind is suffering?
तो प्रभुपाद जी ने उत्तर दिया, क्या आप इस बात से सहमत हैं कि जो मनुष्य है अभी बहुत पीड़ा में है.
Anyone in this, of course we're devotees, so we're happy in Krishna consciousness, but anybody on the street, Prabhupada's on a morning walk in London.
निश्चित रूप से हम भक्त हैं, हम खुश हैं, परंतु कोई भी व्यक्ति जो बाहर गली पे है, Prabhupada जी एक बार लंदन में मॉर्निंग वॉक पे थे.
And Srila Prabhupada was obviously such a gentleman. He was just obviously a saintly person.
और श्रीला प्रभुपाद जी निश्चित रूप से इतने सज्जन थे और इतने सेंटली उनका नेचर था.
So as he was going on his walk, he would pass some Britishers.
तो जब वो जा रहे थे सुबह के शहर पर, तो उन्होंने कुछ ब्रिटिशर्स को क्रॉस किया.
And they would say to Prabhupada, oh, good morning, sir.
तो उन्होंने प्रभुपाद जी को कहा, good morning, sir.
And Prabhupada would say, good morning back.
Good morning.
Yeah, Prabhupada जी ने उत्तर दिया, I say good morning to you. I say good morning.
और प्रभुपाद जी ने उत्तर दिया, good morning.
So they were exchanging greetings, different people were walking past Prabhupada, good morning, sir. Say, good morning back.
तो ऐसे कई लोग मिलते थे रास्ते में, प्रभुपाद जी को विश करते थे गुड मॉर्निंग सर, और प्रभुपाद जी उत्तर देते थे गुड मॉर्निंग.
Prabhupada said, just to the devotees, he asked, he said, do you know what good morning means for the materialists?
तो उस प्रभुपाद जी ने जिनके साथ चल रहे थे उनको कहा, क्या आपको पता है भौतिक वालियों के लिए गुड मॉर्निंग का क्या अर्थ है?
Prabhupada said, it means nothing horrible has happened yet. You know, there was, so my point being that, back to the Detroit story, everyone is suffering in this world. This world is not a nice place.
तो हर कोई इस जगत में पीड़ा के अंदर है, ये कोई बहुत अच्छा स्थान नहीं है रहने के लिए.
One of our key delusions rattling around in our brain,
हमारे जो मुख्य है, कई मुख्य भ्रम है, उनमें से एक जो हमारे मन के पास मंडरा रहा है,
bouncing around in our brain. Got it? Okay. Is that okay? I'm so, all right, fine. I agree. I'm suffering now, a little bit.
तो वैसे ठीक है, मैं पीड़ा में हूँ, थोड़ी थोड़ी पीड़ा में हूँ मैं.
But I'm gonna fix it.
परंतु मैं इसका इलाज निकाल लूँ, इसका इलाज कर लूँगा.
It's a little hot. I'll get an AC.
बाहर बहुत गर्मी है तो मैं एसी के अंदर बैठ जाऊंगा.
you know, it's a little whatever it is, I just get a bigger house, I'll work a little harder, I'll make a little money. I don't like the way my face looks, I'll get some plastic surgery. I see there's so many advertisements for plastic surgery. So anyway, if I just make an adjustment, then if I just adjust the conditions, everything will be alright. Now, I was in New York City, and I was flying to San Juan, Puerto Rico, which is in the Caribbean.
It's a little island, beautiful island. It's Puerto Rico.
It's a little island in the Caribbean, nice, beautiful palm trees growing, beautiful water. Very peaceful.
Okay.
So I'm in the New York airport. And there's a big advertisement. It's a picture of the Caribbean island, Puerto Rico. And it says, too much pressure in New York City. Oh, so much chaos and confusion and go to Puerto Rico, you'll be happy.
So aap New York mein itne zyada dabav mein hai, itne zyada stress mein hai, to aap khulaiye mat, aap is desh mein jaiye.
When I landed in Puerto Rico,
mara sare jo hai wahan par land kiya,
right in the airport,
wahan par airport mein,
big picture of New York City. That's true.
So wahan par ek bahut bada chitra tha New York City ka.
It says, nothing to do on this little tiny island, go to New York for the happiness of this. So everyone is thinking they're happy somewhere else if I just adjust the conditions. The farmer is working hard in the field. You know, it's hot, he's out in the sun, he has to work hard. And what does he do when he produces the grains? He takes it to the merchant. And the merchant hammers on the poor farmer, discount, half price this, and the farmer finally sells it. So the farmer is thinking, I work so hard, and then I go, and this grain merchant, he's sitting down, AC, all he's doing is saying, buy, sell, buy, sell. If only I could be the grain merchant, I'd be so happy. Now the grain merchant, here's what he's thinking. Since I have to hassle with these farmers, they're always trying to get a better price and they give me smaller bags and less grain. Oh, it's so hard being a grain merchant.
तो जो वो मर्चेंट है वो सोच रहा है कि मेरे को इतना ज्यादा इससे मक्का कच्ची करनी पड़ती है, इससे बार्गेनिंग करनी पड़ती है.
So the grain merchant, and what happens? The king's tax man comes and takes half my profit.
और तब होता क्या है कि मैं इस किसान के साथ इतना मेहनत करता हूँ तो ऊपर से कोई व्यक्ति आता है जो टैक्स मैन है वो मेरा सारा प्रॉफिट ले जाता है.
If only I could be the tax man, I'd be so happy.
अगर मैं उस पोजिशन में बन जाऊँ टैक्स मैन की तो मैं खुश हो जाऊँ.
You know what the tax man is thinking? He's thinking, nobody likes me. I come to knock on their door, everyone jumps out the back. I go to a wedding party, everybody takes their jewelry off, hides their watches, no one wants to sit next to me.
Wedding party,
says, I'm ruining my reputation by being the taxman. And what do? I give everything to the king. If only I could be the king, I would be so happy. Now, this is the last one. You know what the king is thinking? So much pressure being the king. There's a line in Shakespeare, heavy weighs the head that wears the crown. You know, there's all kinds of politics and how to maintain all the citizens. It's a lot of work in it. So the king is sitting in his hall and all the ministers are coming with appeals and a stack of petitions to sign. Yeah. And he looks out his window and he sees a farmer. And he thinks, look at this farmer. Fresh air, nice sunlight, no pressure. If only I could be the farmer. So everyone is thinking the person next to them must be happy. So Srila Prabhupada said to this priest, Prabhupada said, do you agree that humankind is suffering? And the priest agreed. He said, yes, humankind is suffering. And Prabhupada said, and why is humankind suffering? And the man said, because they're separate from God. And Prabhupada asked, and what is separating mankind from God? Now remember, the priest said, we're doing the same thing you're doing, so just go back to India. So the man is admitted that people are suffering. We're suffering because we're separate from God. We're separated from God by sin. Then Prabhupada said, then why aren't you teaching how to lead a sinless life? And the priest had nothing to say. Because they say, well, no one can be pure, we're washed by the blood of Jesus, and all this stuff. Which, by the way, I'm raised in a Christian nation, I know. That is not what Jesus said.
What is that thing?
You know, that you go on sinning and just pray to God and God will save you. One of his famous talks is called Sermon of the Mount. And one of the Mahavakyas, one of the essential statements of the Sermon of the Mount, this is in Christian theology, they accept this. Jesus says, blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. Now let's graph that as a simple equation. So he says, blessed, pure of heart equals will see God. Pure of heart equals will see God.
इसको इक्वेशन में रखें तो एक जिसका विदय शुद्ध है इक्वल टू वो व्यक्ति भगवान को देखेगा दर्शन करेगा.
Now I think it's called a, anyway, I've forgotten the name in algebra. If I add a negative to this side and I add a negative to this side, the equation still equals, right? That's simple math.
Mathematics equation.
You have to go to IIT for that, right?
Mathematics equation, the left hand side mein kuch negative daale aur right hand side mein utni matra negative daale to overall equation barabar aa jayega.
So the equation is pure of heart will see God.
So equation hai should dete dusri side hai wo bhagwan ke darshan karega.
Now what happens to that equation if we say you're not pure of heart? What happens to the see God part? You won't see God. And Jesus says that. He says, blessed the pure, it's a whole story. But he's making that point. So, that's it. So Prabhupada made the point of this man that what is unique about the Krishna consciousness movement, what's unique about our Vedic tradition, what's unique about Srimad Bhagavatam, we are teaching how to live in this world while remaining pure. There was a, when do we usually go to? What is the class time? 9 o'clock usually? Something like that. Okay. There was a young boy. In America, in the beginning, it was very hard to establish Krishna consciousness. Devotees were arrested all the time. I was arrested at least a dozen times, thrown in jail. If you remind me, I'll tell you a story about the devotees being thrown in jail. It's quite
blissful.
We'll tell that at the end. But in America, until you're 18 years old, you're under the legal control of your parents. A 17-year-old boy, very intelligent young boy, moved in as a brahmachari into the temple. The parents came with the police and took the boy out of the temple and put him in a mental institution.
So वहाँ पे जो parents हैं, वो police के साथ आते हैं, उसको arrest करते हैं, अपने ही पुत्र को, और उसे एक mental institute में डालते हैं.
The parents, you know, they don't understand anything about Krishna consciousness.
तो जो parents हैं, कुछ भी नहीं जानते कृष्ण भावना के आंदोलन के बारे में.
The parents told the doctors at the psychological, at the mental hospital. This is what they told them.
The parents ने वहाँ पे जो psychological institute था, वहाँ पे doctors को क्या कहा?
He's seen a little blue boy who's told him not to work. So the doctor said, oh, he must be crazy. Immediately they took him, you know. So the next day, the doctor came to interview the young boy. You know, they're in the hospital, they're in a patio area, but it's all, you can't get out, it's all walled in. And the doctor, you know, one of the symptoms of psychosis is you're having either auditory or, you know, visual hallucinations. So they're sitting at a table. You know, there's doctors on one side, devotee, young boys on the other side, and there's a table with a vase of flowers on it. So the doctor asks, are you seeing things? Are you hallucinating?
The doctor asked,
And the voice says, well, I'm not hallucinating. But I don't see what you see. You know, so the doctor, he jokes, the doctor became very, what do you mean? And the voice said, just like you're looking at this vase of flowers, and you see something that you can smell and it will please your senses. Or you can take it home and, you know, whatever, give it to your girlfriend or your wife and you can, you know, some flattery or something. And he said, but here's what I see. I see earth, fire, water, air, ether that has taken a temporary form. Under the influence of time, now it's appearing as a flower. But it'll have growth, maturity, you know, growth, what is it, birth, growth, culmination, decline, dissolution, and death. He's explaining Sankhya Yoga to the guy. And he said, and your body is the same way, this hospital is the same, this whole world is only a river of names. He said, so on one hand, this world has no value and no meaning. He said, however, when I take those flowers and I make a nice garland for the Supreme Lord and I offer his skin to the Supreme Lord, that which had no value can be the cause of liberation. He said, Krishna becomes pleased, I become pleased, the person who grew the flowers become pleased, that which was meaningless and insignificant becomes all auspicious for everyone. The doctor dropped his pipe and was shocked. He said, you're not crazy. He said, in 35 years of practicing medicine, you're the first sane person I've met.
True story.
He said, you don't belong in this hospital. He said, your work is too important. I'm releasing you immediately. So he took the boy to the front desk. They're signing the medical release papers. The father of the boy arrived at the scene. He sees the doctor, he sees his boy, and he's standing there. The doctor says, I had a long talk with your son. I think we've had a breakthrough. The father's thinking, oh, the boy will come back and work at the fender bender factory or whatever he's going to do, you know. And the doctor says, if I was 35 years younger, I'd join the Hare Krishna movement too. The father started to hyperventilate. I couldn't breathe. He was having a panic attack.
उसके पिता थे उनको एक बिल्कुल उनका हृदय की धड़कने इतनी बढ़ रही है उनका ऐसा लग रहा था कि वेंटिलेटर में डालना पड़ेगा.
So the doctor concluded, we're very worried about your health. They committed the father and they let the boy go.
So,
the point I'm trying to make is that by the grace of the Shastra and one's spiritual master, we can understand what is this world.
So the point I'm trying to make is that शास्त्रों के तथा गुरु की ग्रेस से हम समझ सकते हैं कि ये जगत क्या है.
एंड वी कैन अंडरस्टैंड इट्स ऑल अ रिवर ऑफ नेम्स ओनली.
और हम समझ सकते हैं कि ये सब सिर्फ नदी है अलग अलग नामों की.
And how to live in this world? Or how, what do I do if this world is all transitory? How do I live in this world?
और एक ऐसा जगत जो अस्थाई है, इस अस्थाई जगत में किस प्रकार से जिया जाए?
The spiritual master, he trains us how to lead a sinless life.
So, जो आध्यात्मिक गुरु हैं, हमें प्रशिक्षण देते हैं किस प्रकार से एक पाप रहित शुद्ध जीवन जिया जाए.
And he shows us how at every moment he's fully absorbed in Krishna's service.
और वो हमें दिखाते हैं किस प्रकार हर क्षण कृष्ण की सेवा में अब्सॉर्ब रहा जा सकता है.
ओम अज्ञानते मरणस्य और आई सी फ्रॉम ओपन.
और इससे हमारे जो नेत्र हैं खुलते हैं.
So just to finish with our Christian priest, who Prabhupada was making this point that we are teaching how to live a sinless life.
और इसका आखिरी पॉइंट जो प्रभुपाद जी क्रिश्चियन प्रीस्ट से वार्तालाप कर रहे थे किस प्रकार से शुद्ध जीवन जिया जाए.
At this point, the priest's heart softened.
इस समय पर जो प्रीस्ट का हृदय था वो कोमल हो गया.
And he could understand that he actually was getting the association of a saintly person. So he became a little submissive. And he said to Srila Prabhupada, you have so many young people coming in to your society.
तो उन्होंने प्रभुपाद जी को कहा कि आपके इस आंदोलन में इतने सारे युवक हैं जो ज्वाइन कर रहे हैं.
And all we have is old men and old ladies.
और हमारे आंदोलन में सिर्फ बूढ़े पुरुष बूढ़े स्त्रियां ही हैं.
What is your secret?
आपका क्या रहस्य है?
Now Prabhupada, remember Prabhupada had been stuffing this man with nice mahaprasada.
तो प्रभुपाद ने इतने समय से उसको बहुत बढ़िया बढ़िया महाप्रसाद खिला रहे थे.
So Prabhupada sat back and he said, I understand you have one ceremony. I don't know if it's called communion. Every Christian, every especially Catholic, they come and they give you one little wafer and a little bit of juice, and it's supposed to represent communion with the blood and body of Christ. It's hard to translate.
तो कम्युनियन उस सेरेमनी का नाम होता है. वहां पर आपको एक छोटा सा चिप दिया जाता है, एक छोटा सा जूस दिया जाता है और सिग्निफाई करता है कि आप
ब्लड एंड बॉडी ऑफ क्राइस्ट
जीसस क्राइस्ट का जो ब्लड है और बॉडी से आप एक हो गए.
एंड इट्स अ लिटिल ड्राई वेफर.
और वो सिर्फ एक छोटा सा सूखा हुआ चिप्स का पैक हो टुकड़ा होता है.
सो प्रभुपाद सेड टू माई अंडरस्टैंड यू हैव वन सेरेमनी.
प्रभुपाद ने कहा था मुझे पता है आपकी एक सेरेमनी होती है.
यू ऑफर दिस ड्राई वेफर.
और आप उस सेरेमनी में लोगों को क्या खिलाते हो? सूखे हुए चिप्स.
Prabhupada said, you introduce instead these Bengali sweets, 100% attendance.
Prabhupada ने कहा सूखे चिप्स के अलावा आप उन्हें बंगाली विस्तार खिलाइए और 100% आपके अटेंडेंस होगी.
And I was thinking, if you take it as an allegory, I mean, it's probably, you know, if you take it as an allegory, their process is so dry.
और अगर आप एलोवेरी उदाहरण को लें तो उनका जो प्रोसेस है वो इतना सूखा हुआ है.
देयर प्रोसेस इज लाइक अ ड्राई वेफर.
उनका प्रोसेस उस प्रकार से सूखा हुआ जैसे वो सूखा हुआ चिप फॉर्म करते
हैं. एंड आवर प्रोसेस लाइक अ नाइस बिग गुलाब जामुन, यू नो.
और जो हमारी विधि है एक बड़ा लस्सी का गुलाब जामुन के समान है.
वन रिपोर्टर न्यूज़पेपर रिपोर्टर आस्क्ड प्रॉपर, व्हाट डू यू डू फॉर रिक्रिएशन.
तो एक बार एक पत्रकार ने प्रॉपर से पूछा आप recreation के लिए क्या करते हैं?
Prabhupada said, what? He said, our whole movement is recreation.
क्या मनोरंजन के लिए क्या करते हैं। प्रॉपर ने उत्तर दिया, हमारा पूरा का पूरा आंदोलन ही मनोरंजन है।
When I first became a devotee, and I'm still trying to become a devotee, but when I first joined ISKCON, you have no idea how angry my father was. He actually hit the temple president in the nose. I just so many things I can't even describe. But after some time, he became very, very nice. Especially Mahaprasad Samosa. That had a big effect on
him.
No, but after, you know, once he got over it, the philosophy, the quality of the devotees, he became very impressed, you
know.
So at his retirement dinner, you know, he sold his business and, you know, he was retiring. All of his friends are there in tuxedos and fancy dress, you know. I wasn't a sannyasi then, but I was there in dhoti and kurta. So my father said, he said that everyone is congratulating me that I've sold my business and I can just enjoy retired life. He said, I'm retiring at 63 years old. Yeah. He said, but my youngest son, he is more intelligent than me. Everyone was wondering. My father said, he retired at 17 and a half. They asked, how did he do? And they said, my father said, he joined the Hare Krishna movement. He was very happy. Now, we work hard. Devotees work hard for Krishna. But it's not a fool's labor. The American farmers, you know a donkey? We say donkey. In the old days, the American farmers would take a stick, a pole. And they would tie it on the donkey's back so it stuck out in front of his face. And they would hang one tasty thing there. They would put an apple or a carrot or some tasty thing for the donkey. And the donkey would think, next step, and I'll get this tasty item. So the donkey would take the next step. But he would miss. Say, no problem, next step I'll get it. And in this way, the donkey's working all day long in the field, thinking, next step, next step, next step. With all due respect, we are just like that donkey. We are thinking, next step, little more money, little bigger house, when I work, when I retire, you know, whatever. We're thinking, next step, next step, next step.
Very good.
So we're going to end here, but I want to end with one story.
तो हम यहाँ पर ध्यान देंगे परंतु मैं अंत में आपको एक कहानी सुनाना चाहता हूँ.
The materialists, no matter how much they get, they're never satisfied.
ये भौतिकवादी व्यक्ति इस बात की कोई परवाह नहीं है कितना मिल जाए परंतु कभी भी संतुष्ट नहीं होता.
And Krishna says it right in Bhagavad Gita.
और भगवान कृष्ण भगवद गीता में कहते हैं इस बात को.
He says, just think, I want you to think for a moment about this example. We hear it all the time, but we don't think about it. Krishna says, lust, kama, burns like fire, but is never satisfied.
भगवान कहते हैं कि काम है लस्ट ये अग्नि के समान जलता है और ये कभी भी संतुष्ट नहीं होता.
We've all heard that before.
हम सबने ये पहले सुना हुआ है.
Now, let's suppose I take a fire. I have a little fire here.
उदाहरण के लिए मैं यहाँ पे मान लीजिए अग्नि लेता हूँ. यहाँ मान लीजिए अग्नि है.
And I put some wood on it. Put some fire, some wood. First class wood. I get some nice sandalwood from Mysore and I put it on top.
और फर्स्ट क्लास वहां पे लकड़ी मैसूर से चंदन का लकड़ी लाया और अग्नि के अंदर मैंने डाल दिया.
Does the fire say to me, oh, thank you very much, you satisfied my appetite, and the fire goes out?
और अग्नि ने मुझे कहा कि बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद, आपने मेरी भूख को शांत किया है और मेरे लिए और लोग भड़कना शुरू हो गए.
What happens when I put the wood on the fire?
क्या होता है जब मैं लकड़ी अग्नि पे डालता हूँ?
Help me out, what happens? Does it go out? Sir, does it go out? What does it do? It just gets bigger. It must still be hungry. I'll put more fuel on it, and then it will be satisfied and go out. What happens when I put the more? Does it then? Thank you very much, I'm fully satisfied. Go out.
तो अग्नि क्या कह रही है कि बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद, अब मैं बहुत संतुष्ट हूँ और वो बुझ जाती है.
द मोर फ्यूल यू पुट ऑन इट द बिगर द फायर गेट्स.
जितना आप उसमें फ्यूल डालेंगे उतना अग्नि और बढ़ती जाती है.
कृष्ण सेज़ इन भागवत गीता, कामा लस्ट बर्न्स माय फायर एंड इज नेवर सैटिस्फाइड.
भगवान कृष्ण भगवत गीता में कहते हैं कि जो काम की अग्नि ही अग्नि के समान बढ़ती है और ये कभी भी संतुष्ट नहीं होती.
Do you know how Prabhupada said you measure a person's strength? The strongest man in the world, according to Guinness's Book of World Records, he can pull a train with his teeth. Not a whole train, but just a locomotive. But he can pull it with his teeth. And you see at the Olympics, those weightlifters, they look like gorillas. So is that how we measure strength? Prabhupada said you measure a person's strength by their ability to tolerate it.
So aap kisi vyakti ki shakti ka andaaza uski sahan ko kitna seh sakta hai.
Dheera, you know. In other words, we know that kama burns like fire, it's never satisfied, conditions are never going to satisfy. Let me just accept what Krishna has given and tolerate.
हम जानते हैं कि जो काम है कभी भी संतुष्ट नहीं किया जा सकता, अपनी तरह भड़कता है, तो जो भी परिस्थितियां आए उसको स्वीकार करें और सहें.
And that's how one actually becomes happy in this world, by learning to tolerate and simply serve Krishna.
इस प्रकार से व्यक्ति इस संसार में खुश बनता है परिस्थितियों को सहन करने करके सीख कर.
Okay, so this is the last story, but I said I would tell it. This is about devotees getting arrested.
अभी आपकी कहानी है मैंने लेक्चर के बीच में कहा कि किस प्रकार से सबको अरेस्ट किया जाता.
Now Vishnu Jan Swami, one of the heroes of our society.
Vishnu Jan Swami हमारे आंदोलन के कई हीरो में से एक.
Was traveling with a bus all around America with a group of brahmacharis.
तो पूरे अमेरिका में ब्रह्मचारी के
And he would set up a nice little pandal tent on college campuses, beautiful Radha Damodar and sweet bhajan.
So किसी college में रुकते थे वहाँ पे छोटा सा पंडाल लगाते थे वहाँ पे विद्रोह रखते थे और बहुत सुंदर भजन करते थे.
Now America at the time was a very, very Christian nation.
Christian.
Yeah, it was white male Christian. They ran the place.
उस समय अमेरिका बहुत एक क्रिश्चियन देश था.
Yeah. And you show up, you know, sika, saffron cloth, Hare Krishna, they thought you were from Mars.
और उस समय अगर आप शिखा के साथ सैफ्रन कपड़ों में आप वहां पर लोग लगता था आप किसी और ग्रह से आए हैं.
We would distribute books to some people, and you know the book Perfection of Yoga. You know Perfection of Yoga?
और हम वहां पर Perfection of Yoga जो पुस्तक है उसको हम वितरित करते थे.
We would give them that book, they would read the title.
तो वो हम पुस्तक देते थे वो उसका टाइटल पढ़ते थे.
Perfection of yoga. They say yogurt? Hell man, I don't eat yogurt.
They had no idea what you were talking about.
Or the response was that yoga ko yogurt padte the, arthat dahi. Kehte main dahi to nahi khata.
You would tell them you're. I told a lady in Texas one time that I was vegetarian. She was telling me, "Oh, this is where you can get steak, you know, beef. This is where you can get chops." This is, I said, "No, no." I said, "I'm vegetarian."
तो एक बार टेक्सास में हमारे शहर में एक स्त्री महिला को कहा कि मैं वेजिटेरियन हूँ और वो समझाने लगे यहाँ पर मीट मिलता है यहाँ पर मीट मिलता है लगता नहीं मैं वेजिटेरियन
हूँ चाहता है.
तो उस महिला ने हमारे को बहुत ही हैरत नजरों से देखा.
She said, "I heard there was such thing as vegetarian, but I've never met one." So Vishnu Jan Swami and his beautiful bus painted like the Vaikuntha sky, spiritual sky.
So Vishnu Jan Swami and his beautiful bus
pulled into a town, a southern town, Chattanooga, Tennessee.
So,
sorry, in the deep south of the USA. Southern USA is not like South India. No, it's a completely different dimension.
So, Dakshin USA, Dakshin Bharat ki tarah nahi hai, bilkul alag hai.
They arrested the devotees, threw them all in jail. So you have one big jail cell. Picture a big jail cell, maybe 15-20 devotees there. Now Prabhupada's translation of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Rupa Goswami had just come out in English.
और उसी समय श्रीला प्रभुपाद जी की जो ट्रांसलेशन है भक्ति रसामृत सिंधु की जो रूप गोस्वामी ने लिखा है वो ट्रांसलेशन जो प्रभुपाद जी ने की अभी बाहर आई थी प्रकाशित हुई थी.
एंड प्रभुपाद डिस्क्राइब्स इट इज नॉट द पर्टिकुलर एलिमेंट इन एंड इटसेल्फ बट इट्स द भाव इट्स द इमोशन इट्स द डिवोशन.
और इस तरह से प्रभुपाद जी बताते हैं वो पदार्थ इतना मैटर नहीं करता मुख्य चीज है आपका क्या भाव है किसी परिस्थिति में किसी भी जगह पर.
If suppose a man is poor, but within his mind he can meditate on how he's cooking nice prasadam and offering it beautifully to the deities on a golden throne, manaseva, one can perform puja within one's mind if one doesn't have the resources.
मान लीजिए कोई व्यक्ति गरीब है परंतु वो मानस सेवा कर रहा है अपने मन के अंदर किस प्रकार से बहुत अच्छे अच्छे व्यंजन बना के अर्जुन को भोग लगा रहा है मानसिक सेवा.
So the devotees Vishujan Swami and his group of brahmacharis were on their way to the Dallas temple for the Sunday feast. For 1 month, they've been practically living on khichdi. I mean, khichdi is nice, but they were brahmacharis. You know, they need to eat. So they're on their way to the Dallas temple, they're dreaming about samosas and kachoris and jalebis and everything, all nice maha prasad.
तो वो डायरेक्ट मंदिर के रस्ते में थे और सब ले रहे थे कचौड़ी के समोसे के.
All of a sudden they were all in jail, so they were very depressed. So Vishnujan Swami said, let's cook the feast within our mind. So picture big jail cell, 17, 20 devotees, something in this cell. So some devotees started rolling the puris in their mind, and they're rolling. Another devotee is chopping tomatoes. Another devotee is making samosas, you know. Now the jailers, they're watching all of this. They already think the devotees are crazy. And they're watching rolling and chopping and cutting and frying, you know, you can imagine. And then the devotees, they made up a nice plate for the deities and they offered the prasad to the deities. And they had a blissful kirtan with, you know, no madanga, no kartan, you know, smoking kirtan. Then all the devotees sat down and they served the nice prasad of all the most devotees. Vishnujan Maharaj said, it was the only feast he ever went to. Every preparation turned out perfectly and there was plenty for everything. But here's the end of the story. So one of the devotees made up a nice imaginary plate. And he went to one of the guards on the other side of the jail. Now they've been watching this whole thing and getting more and more nervous. And the devotee said, would you like a plate? It's delicious. The jailer said, that's it, you're out. They opened it up and they go anywhere you want. And the devotees got in the bus, drove as fast as they could, got to the Dalit temple just in time for the Sunday. And he had a happy ending. But my point is, even with nothing, the devotees were fully satisfied. So we should always remember how fortunate we are to meet, you know, all of you, get initiated by a bona fide spiritual master and take up the process of bhakti. We are most fortunate. Okay, we can end here. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. Gracias. Hare Krishna.